We're going to talk next about the dramatic drop in oil production and not barrels of light sweet crude, olive oil. Global olive oil production has fallen this year. Here to explain what's happening and what it could mean for your dinner is Curtis Cord. He's publisher of Olive Oil Times, which tracks the industry. Welcome to the program.
Happy to be here.
I want to focus on two big countries, two of the largest producers, Spain and Italy. What's behind the drop there?
Well, it comes down to Mother Nature, and what we have is bad weather at the wrong times. We have olive fruit fly, which is having a heyday out there. And you also, in the heel of the boot in Apulia, Italy, you even have a bacteria called Xylella fastidiosa, which came out of nowhere and destroyed almost a million trees.
A million trees. So give us a sense of how serious a decrease this has been in terms of production.
Well, you're going to see global production slip from 3.2 million tons last year. It's going to be about a 27% drop to 2.4 million tons this year, which will be 400,000 tons less than the world needs.
Italian olive oil in particular is already pretty expensive. What does all this mean for the price?
Well, today the price of extra virgin olive oil bought directly from the producer in Spain or Italy is just under 6 euros, according to a report published today by the International Olive Council. Last month it was about 4 euros, and last year it was under 3. So you can see where that would translate to the bottles you see at your local retailer. And also, you'll likely find plenty of Italian olive oil at your store now because oils from this year's shortfall would not typically reach retailers until the first quarter of next year anyway. So while they might be halfway through their shelf life, they're still fine to use.
Give us a sense of how big a deal this is for the economies of these countries, right? These are already countries that were struggling.
Millions of people work in the olive oil industry in Spain and in Italy, Greece, Portugal, and North African countries like Morocco and Tunisia. So this has a profound, profound effect on families and producers in these regions. So it is a crisis. And that's one of the unfortunate parts of producing olives and producing olive oil. It's cyclical. You're going to have bad years and you're going to have good years. And what we have here this year, though, is a particularly painful situation for a lot of people.
That's Curtis Cord. He's the publisher of Olive Oil Times. Thanks so much for speaking with us.
You're very welcome.